Listen to what God says. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Can't be doubting God. I said it before, and I might have said it Sunday, but last week I was getting ready for healing school, and I'm thinking I need to get some more scriptures on fear not. I had one or two, maybe three. I need to go get some more scriptures on fear not. But I was busy doing something else, and the Lord said, all you need is one. If he said it, that what? Sells it. If God said it, that sells it. But of course, he gives us many, 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 many more examples. But so that's what he said. He said, if you want some wisdom, ask me. So I ask him for wisdom, and I expect it to be wise in all situations. I don't expect to go around doing foolish things. Now, back before I had wisdom, I did a lot of foolish things. I used to get my check and go spin, and will be broke in a few days. And I got all these children and husband and all these bills and stuff. I learned better now. Walmart doesn't call me. I call Walmart when I need to go. Wisdom. That's a word for somebody. That's a word for somebody. That is a word for somebody. Maybe somebody that's listening. Glory to God. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord, because you won't have anything to catch hold of. We went to Gulf Shores or somewhere. We went to on a retreat or assembly for Rhema, and our room was right on the seaside. And I just enjoyed watching those waves. They would come in and they would go back, and they would come in and they would go back, but they weren't steady. They weren't steady, and they were always different. There was nothing to depend on except they were going to come in and go back. But if you ask God for wisdom and then you get into his word and you seek his face with your whole heart, you'll be strutting around like a rooster. We used to have chickens, you know. That rooster will get strutting around in there. You will know that you know that you know what to do and how to do what needs to be done. Now, I want you to catch hold of this, because God has an assignment for me first, at the end, and one for you. And so it's going to be up to us to make sure we take hold of what he says, so when we get the assignment, we won't have any excuses. Tell your neighbors, no excuses. Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And the Lord had to work on me. I said, well, I'm going to do that, and then I changed my mind. He said, if you said it, do it. If you said it, do it. If you don't want to do it, don't say it. And that'll get you steady, because if you can't trust your own words, whose words can you trust? That's just what he told me. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he's exalted, the rich man that he's made low, because as a flower of the grass, he shall pass away. And etc. Skipping 11. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that loved him. Don't let it say, well, the Lord tempted me. Well, I couldn't help myself. If any man likes wisdom, let him ask of God. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. So that double-mindedness is of the liar, the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And whatever is bad and evil, you know it's from darkness. You know it's from the devil, because it kills, it steals, it destroys. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and then more life, and more life, and good life. And he came to destroy the works of darkness and the works of the devil. So be doers of the word. Study. One of my scriptures didn't give them, and I won't turn there. But 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16, no, 2, 5, 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. So you get that word, study that word, study that word. You know, I used to like to watch certain shows and stuff, and I'll turn the TV on to now, and they just don't interest me. I'm thinking, I could be studying my Bible. I could be getting a hold of some word. I could be getting, because I don't know what's out there tomorrow, but I can have a word for it. I can have the word for it because I have hidden it. I stored it up in my heart. So I ask God for wisdom that I may know how to even study his word, how to love everybody, how to be a witness, how to be a light going out wherever I go. But they say, follow me as I follow Christ. You don't ever want to be guilty of leading somebody away from God. And you know, when you talk to people, the conversation, you say, oh my God, how did they get there? They got there because they never did get here in this word. They never did put the word in their heart. They never had the word taught to them. And so he says, every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. I couldn't help that. And when the lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin, before sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And the rewards of sin is death. Do not err, beloved brethren. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord. I change not. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not a man, so he can't lie. He tells the truth. Thy word is true. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The truth, the truth, the truth. So be doers of truth. Be doers of truth. And start watching what you say, because those words, once they get out there, they're going to do something. They're going to do good or they're going to do evil. Either your ministering angels will take them and go for your good, or the devil's demons will take them for your bad. So we have to take hold of and repent and make sure we say what the word says. Be ye doers. Do the word, do the word, do the word, do the word, and ask God for wisdom.